Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
But I've been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina Show, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROGUE-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Honestly, truly, be part of the conversation. Right? Get informed, then get involved. Don't do it the other way around. You make me nuts when you do that. But what do I know, right? Anyway, no, truly, seriously, we've got so much information, misinformation, and it ain't coming from the right. We've got so much misinformation going on right now. That you really need to make sure that, you know, you've got the information so when you talk to people, they can't come back to you later and say you're an idiot. Right? That simple. Now, one of the things I've been doing tonight, I think we need to do it, frankly. You know, they've dumbed down education in this country, if you think about it. And I used to think it was just, you know, we let it get away from us for so long, and that's why it's been dumbed down, yada, yada, yada. But that's not true. I got to look at the reality of the fact that, no, they wanted you to be like this. They wanted you to be this ignorant. Because if they got you this ignorant, they've got control. There's no other way around it. I mean, think about it. If you can't survive on your own, if you can't make it happen on your own, who do you have to turn to? Used to be embarrassing to do this, but now I guess it's okay. You turn to the government. You know, for your toilet paper, your baby formula, everything. Everything is going to come down to the government having to do it for you because you can't do it on your own. So Mark Dice went out on the beaches of California to these wonderfully educated people to talk about the 4th of July and why we celebrate it. And by the way, I'm becoming the more and more dislike that term. We have the 4th of August, the 4th of September. We know the 4th doesn't really much mean anything. It's Independence Day, people. Okay?
No.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Did you go to school?
I did.
Okay. You just get paid attention.
I guess I didn't.
What country did we declare independence from back then?
In what country? That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
This is an older guy. He should know this. What the heck did we do?
You know what, man? In the state of mind that I'm in right now, I don't even want to answer it because I don't want to make it sound like if my schooling and my education was wrong, you know?
In my state of mind. You mean, hi? Is that your state of mind?
This isn't helping you,
bro. This is not helping me at all, bro. Hey.
Speaking of American history, what city was the Boston Tea Party located in?
Boston?
Oh, God. Hey, who's buried in Grant's tomb? This is a gimme. I mean, seriously, think about this. All right, stop it, Joe.
You're not sure?
I'm not. I'm really not good at history.
I'm really not good at these things. What are these things? No, seriously. So you mean simple history questions? These aren't the big deal questions that only a scholar would know. Here, let's have some more of this.
When the Declaration of Independence was signed, what year was that?
1782.
And they taught you that? Where did you learn that?
1782. Well, it's closer to some of the other ones, right? 1854. What was it? 1492. We've been all over the place with these people.
Most likely in history class or
history
something
class.
Like that.
I mean, you were a pretty good student, do you think?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
4th of July started because we declared our freedom, our independence from from something, right? What was that something?
I don't know, man.
No, you don't know. Did you go to the school?
Not really.
No.
Not much.
Did you even, like, pass a 5th grade or anything?
I graduated high school.
They didn't teach that in your high school?
Nah, man.
What are we celebrating on the 4th of July?
I guess it's Americans' independence from the British government, I guess.
You guess?
I guess. I don't know. I couldn't remember.
Sure. What country famously broke away from England in the late 1700s to start their own country?
From England?
Yeah.
Great Britain?
No, England is Great Britain.
Okay. I don't know. I have no idea.
You're standing on.
Can you just get this over with? Hit me with a rock now. Right now. I can't stand it. And they all have pieces of paper at home to say that they graduated. Every single one of these people. Right? Look. I've talked about this before. We have dumbed down education to the point. These are adults. Young adults and older adults. We have done what we did to the black community. Remember the days of Jim Crow. You've heard me say this before. It was illegal to teach to educate a black person. If you educated them, what would happen? They'd be smart enough, probably, to figure out how to get out of the situation they were in. And we couldn't have that now, could we? So I think they have applied the same principles, the same mindset today to the stuff they're doing to your kids today. Not caring what color. They just want control. If they can get you dumb enough where you have to depend on the government, you're not going to have a choice to matter, are you? Show me to your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline. I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get informed, then engage. Really, seriously. If you do that, and you get that information, you'll be surprised how far it'll go. You can teach your loved ones, nieces, nephews, sons, daughters, the neighbor's kids. Really, about time you take responsibility for some of the stuff going on around us. We all need to do it, right? Well, you wouldn't take long for Clarence Thomas to be called another black white supremacist. We went through this with Larry Elder. Remember? They called him a white supremacist. What I don't understand, I'm really not that swift, What I don't understand is, isn't white supremacy, doesn't that mean you feel like you're white and you feel that your race is better than others? Now, if it were black supremacy, it'd be different. Asian supremacy, you know, they all have a different meaning to them, right? So, again, it is amazing that we let them get away with this. We, I mean the collective we. We need to start jumping on them. We need to start letting them know this is not going to work. We're not going to accept it. Shut up and sit down. When your young person is saying to you, I feel like a this, or I feel like a dad, or a bird, a parrot, as we heard earlier, say, no. If you feel that way, we need to get you some psychiatric care. We need to get you some help. And I don't care how many of you get mad. It's really the way you need to hit. Stop coddling these kids. Start making them believe, or helping them to believe, that any thought that comes in their mind is true and real and okay. The liberals are having a field day with this. I love it. It shows you how unglued they're actually coming. Former NBA player turned to Twitter personality Rex Chapman, he suggested that Clarence Thomas is a black/white supremacist. He shared a video of Thomas from 2018 at Princeton College showing Thomas posing with the son of the late Justice Antonin Scalia among graduates. He said, not another person of color in the picture, Chapman reacted. I think the thing I think is most funny about this is that these white kids and their parents view this as an entry into black America. Wow. Because he took a picture next to Scalia's kid who was white, and they didn't drag in another black kid. Are these people for real? This is truly what it's all about. It's always about race for them. It has to be about... They can't do anything else with it. If it's not about race, they're done. They have nothing else to talk about, really. And again, I don't know... Can anybody tell me? Because I know I'm going to screw this up. Anybody know when Scalia died? I don't. The picture that they have of Clarence Thomas there at the graduation is from 2018. Now, I think Scalia was dead by then. Right? And Thomas is there supporting his son. And the only thing that left-wing lunatic can pull out of all of this is there isn't another black person in the picture. That's what bothers him the most. For real? Just amazing to me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. And I mean that sincerely. Always a pleasure to have you with me. The Biden did it again today. This is really weird. Well, I shouldn't say that. He's always doing something really weird, right? Biden just decided to end a press conference like that. Snap, pop, we're done. Now, he turned his back on reporters as they were shouting questions at him. He said, look, I'm out of here. He did answer several questions at first from a predetermined list of reporters. He always does that. Nothing new. Right? He was in Madrid, I think. Yeah, he was in Spain. And it was following the NATO summit before he said, all right, guys. He attempted to wrap up multiple times. Multiple reporters still want to ask questions. And he just said, look, I don't think this sucks. It's a quick question. I'm out of here. Wow. You know, it was interesting how Donald Trump would stay. They had to drag him out kicking and screaming most of the time. He wanted to answer the questions. He wanted you to know where he said. He wanted you to know what was going on. And Biden's now known. He's got a history of walking away from reporters, doesn't he? Especially if he doesn't like the questions or the road you're going down and the answers. Earlier in the press conference, Biden repeatedly referenced a predetermined list of reporters that he was instructed to call on. I'll be happy to take your questions. And the first question, I'm told, well, isn't this supposed to be spontaneous? First question I'm told is Darlene Superville from the Associated Press. Now, once she asked a question, he started reading the answer off the piece of paper. No, come on, really? Last week, Biden held up a note card during the remarks, remember? He had everything scripted out for him. Look at the crowd, smile, sit down, tell everyone else to take their seat. I didn't think he had to do that anymore. Right? Now, before Thursday's abrupt ending, Biden said he would support Congress ending the filibuster to pass legislation protecting a national right to abortion. He originally supported keeping the Senate filibuster when he entered office, but he was pressed. Look, here's the thing. When you can't get your way, that's what you do. He wants to do away with the filibuster, right? Because he can't get what he wants. He wants to pack the court. Why? Because he can't get what he wants. It's just nuts. Biden goes on to say that the only solution to cut... Now, listen, he is right here. Congress should be making these decisions. He can sign an executive orders all day long, he said, but the only way to secure this up is to have Congress pass a law. Now, I think that would get shot down, too, because what the court just basically said was, hey, this is not a right the federal government has to begin with. Nobody heard that, though. The states have a right to do this, not us. So, I'm a senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
At least 42 migrants have been found dead in a tractor trailer in southwest San Antonio, Texas. An additional 16 people were rushed to a nearby hospital in varying conditions after multiple police, fire trucks, and ambulance responded to the scene. The San Antonio Fire Department has stated that this was, quote, an active and ongoing incident, with the investigation being led by Homeland Security Investigations. House January 6th committee has announced a last-minute hearing to be held Tuesday. The committee says that it plans to present recently obtained evidence and receive witness testimony. The move comes days after the committee said it would not be holding any more hearings until July. The House is currently in the middle of a two-week recess. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Joe, I'm your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Somebody just sent me this. A Pennsylvania woman was gored by a buffalo in Yellowstone Park today. That's the second visitor in the last 2 weeks. I think it's really a shame that the legislature hasn't looked at this and outlawed buffalo. Come on. I mean, what else could it be? Seriously, everything else that's supposedly bad for you. You know, what's funny is if you look at what's been going on in Congress over the last decade, especially. Now, some people say this has always been going on, but I don't think it's been going on to this effect, to this level. They try to pass a law to protect everybody from everything. You can't do it. You actually, not only can't you do it, you shouldn't do it. People either have a right to make up their own mind. You know, again, this is a national park. This is their park. I'm talking about the buffalo, by the way. There's no reason for this. Leave them alone. Leave it all alone. The woman and her daughter inadvertently approached the bison while returning to their car. The animal charged them. You're out with wild animals. You need to take your... You need to just to be careful. The incident remains under investigation. Why? Last week, it was a Gordon, 34-year-old Colorado man who was simply walking on the boardwalk. We are in their territory. No, I'm not an animal freak, so to speak, but it's the truth. We're in their territory. Again, 855 Girl Joe, 855-732-5563. Back to Joey B. He's so much fun, right? No, I already did that one. I'm not going to do it again. These people are really... These people are really crazy. I don't know who this person is. Halsey? She responds to fans who left Arizona concert following her speech supporting abortion. See, here's the other thing. Nobody cares what you think. They paid to see you sing, to hear you sing. This is why I tell you guys, stop supporting these morons. I didn't come here to listen to your political viewpoint, your social viewpoint. You want to sell tickets to another event for that? Go for it. I came here to hear you sing. Sing and stink, yeah. Halsey doubled down on supporting abortion rights Wednesday while responding to fans who left upset about her Sunday night concert. Halsey criticized the Supreme Court decision and prompting some fans to leave the show. The 27-year-old singer, who uses she, they pronouns, begged fans to do the work to protect each person's right for the rest of their lives. She spoke to a crowd at the Auction Pavilion about their pro-choice stance between breaks and songs. Again, nobody cares what you think. Nobody should care what you think, actually. She used her social media to defend her views. The people who pay to see you sing, one viewer said, the people who pay to see you sing, not hear your views. No, you paid to see me use the stage as a form for expression. No, that's not what they paid for. She went on to say, now listen, now she's making fun of her fans. She went on to say, you lack the critical thinking to realize that the rhetorical power of music doesn't always serve your escapism. Wow. These are definitely those, far out... those far out, what do you want to call them, creative type words. No, this shows you how off their rockers they are. We did not pay to hear your views. Like I said, I'd love to see one of these people put two events together. One strictly your music, and one strictly your thoughts on life, the economy, God, non-God. Let's see really what tickets sell out for you. During Sunday's concert, Halsey paced back and forth as she addressed the crowd. The truth is that my heart breaks looking onto this audience because I see so many people deserve to have incredible lives, who deserve the right to make a choice. I look at every single one of you out there. I don't want you to ever have to be in a situation where you don't have access to that. If you don't like what I'm saying, you can go home right now. And then she got mad at those who left. Right? It's really funny. And if you don't like me, you can leave. Oh, what are you doing leaving? You don't like me? What's wrong with you? What are you, stupid? Anyway. The Without Me singer, which I don't know what that means either, didn't seem to phase... Right, the downside of doing outdoor venues, no door to throw them out of. Halsey shared similar words with audiences at Tuesday night's show in Dallas. People magazine and fans started to chant "F Texas Attorney." You know, that's a new word of the day, right? Now we're all okay using that word. Isn't that great? Foul language, right? Bad behavior. I mean, really, it's almost like we are the Sodom of the 2022. Doesn't matter how you dress, doesn't matter what you wear. They'd almost applaud you for having sex on stage because, you know, what is it, artistic dance or something? No, really. And it's pretty much anything goes. And if you're one of those people who want to set boundaries for yourself or others, there's something wrong with you. Why would you want any boundary? Why wouldn't you want to just do what you want to do? Remember, old farts like me used to make fun of the fact that, you know, the newer generation was, if it feels good, do it. Doesn't stop there, though. So if it feels good that I want to have sex with your 9-year-old daughter, I should just do it. Right? If you want to have sex with the neighbor's wife, you should just do it. Your wife should be okay with it. This is their mindset. You should just do what you like doing, right? She said, when you come to my concerts, you should expect me to tell the truth. I love what I'm doing. And I'm always going to tell the truth. What is the truth? The truth is singing your song. That's what we came here for. Didn't come here to hear you say anything other than the words in your songs. Now, the funny thing about all of this is abortion didn't end. This is how ignorant these people are. This is how ignorant the people you raised are. And then you support them by going to their concerts and giving them money. Did those people leave, get their money back? Would they go to another concert? Probably. They may not tell their friends, but they'd probably go. Just crazy. When do we take that stand? When do we stop allowing them to dictate to us what to do? And you pay them to do it. Think about it. You pay them to do it. Look at all the money you give them when you buy their albums. You go to their concerts. I don't even know. Does anybody know what it costs to go to a concert anymore? Really? I have no idea. I haven't bought a ticket to a concert, even for a friend, in so long, I wouldn't even know what to do with it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. The city of Sacramento, California has decided they may give some serious thought to guaranteed income. Yeah, up to $500 a month. Right? Where's that money coming from? It's coming from you people that work. Pay your taxes. You're paying your payroll taxes, your regular taxes, your house taxes. What is this all about? But they think, you know, you have to help out families. You don't help families. You don't help people by giving them stuff. You help them by helping them step themselves up to I know, ready for this one? Take their bootstraps in their own hands. Pull themselves up. You don't help them by constantly handing them stuff. So we'll see your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Well, I'm back. Jones here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. All right. Lots of news to work with here. You know, Manchin, Joe Manchin in Sinema, they're not going to vote to end the filibuster. They've been even if it means helping the abortion bill move through. Their attitude, according to them now, is they've seen this bite them before. The filibuster has been around forever. It's there for a reason. It's not a white supremacist thing. So Thursday, Biden proposed that the U.S. senators remove a legislative roadblock to restore abortion rights, and it were taken away by the Supreme Court. Again, a lie. Now the suggestion was shot down by aides and key Democrat lawmakers. Biden's proposal to temporarily lift the Senate filibuster was rejected by Sinema and Manchin. Now, Biden told a news conference at the NATO conference in Madrid, we have to pass laws making abortion a right in all 50 U.S. states. Now, again, does anybody hear what the Supreme Court said? This is not a right that is called out in the Constitution, so it goes to the states. That's it. The other thing people don't get, you know, do some study. Find out where you can go with the Constitution. Unless, you know, I mean, I'm dumbing it down here, but ultimately, unless the Constitution specifically gives a right to the federal government, that right goes to the states. It's really that simple. If the filibuster gets in the way, it's like a voting rights. It should be, we provide an exception for this, said Biden, a Democrat. Without sufficient votes in Congress to suspend a legislative filibuster, the statement, well, and he knew he didn't have it when he made the statement. Right? Biden would very likely need their votes for Congress to sidestep the filibuster. Now, the White House doesn't have any real immediate response or know what to do with it right now. Biden's new stance, coupled with his announcement of a White House meeting on Friday with state governors, he came after sharp criticism from his own party over his response to the Supreme Court. There's been pressure building up to act to show that we are doing more, said the administration. What's funny about this is, what's doing more mean? You mean packing the court? Is that what doing more is? Right? I mean, remember, these guys and gals didn't say, we want to keep abortion because we're old white guys and we want to see it stay. It keeps us, you know, whatever. Or we want to give it up. It's not what happened at all. They specifically, I said it earlier, they referred to the Constitution for the first time in a long time. On the gun law and on the abortion law. And yet the Dems don't want to accept it. They think it's wrong. They think it's right for, actually, they didn't even pay attention to the ruling from SCOTUS. When they told them they had to stop letting people in over the border until they came up with the ruling, they kept going. They didn't stop. We know they didn't stop because people were coming over. We saw them coming over. They were putting them on planes and sending them to the states in the inner part of the country. So, again, nobody's above the law unless you're a Democrat. In recent days, both the White House aides and congressional leaders, they've all said that they lack the 60 votes they need to end the filibuster. Now, again, all 50 Republicans in Manchin voted against advancing legislation making abortion legal throughout the United States. This bill has failed over and over and over again. Why? I think it's mostly because if you take the power away from the states, these guys know they won't have a job anymore. And Biden's on record, you know, I love this stuff. Biden's on the record against gay marriage. He's on the record against abortion. And he has some pretty harsh words for both. So they love to bring up this old stuff about Clarence Thomas and others on the right side, but you could never bring up anything past yesterday at noon on the left. And again, the only reason Biden wants to sidestep the filibuster, according to him, well, the only reason is to get this thing done. Yeah, we can't get it done the right way, so we're going to, you know, twist, stretch, do what we have to do to make it happen. And it's interesting because they're going to tell you that the majority of Americans believe in abortion. That's not true. When you look at the numbers, the way the question's asked, and truly what they believe in, third trimester abortions would never happen if you really went by, if they really used how the people felt about these things. Right? Like in Mississippi, the governor there, Governor Reeves, said that people there want to protect life. Abortion is not at the top of their list. Mississippi has a 2007 trigger law on abortion. Went into effect with the Supreme Court's ruling overturning Roe v. Wade. Also took action because people there want us to protect life. I'm very pleased to serve as the governor of a state in Mississippi because our people are God-fearing people. The Mississippi Republican commented on Newsmax's national report that the reason that the elected officials were able to pass this legislation and ultimately defend it in court is because it's what the people wanted. See, that's what I've been talking about for a long time. A representative government. Move to the areas that more represent your way of life. If you're a big city person and very liberal, then go to New York. Go to L.A. Go to San Francisco. If you're more conservative, then go to some of the biggest cities in the inner part of the country. The bigger states. Now, And again, she's exactly right. Now, Reeves notes that when the state's trigger law passed, the state had a Democrat as the Speaker of the House, another who was the chair of the Public Health Committee. It tells you how far Democrats have gone to the left on the issue. In 15 short years, the Dems have gone from, you know, a more moderate party, if you would, to so far left that they've almost fallen off the planet. Now, the trigger law required that the state attorney general certify the law if Roe is overturned. Well, it was. So, when you really think about this, there's a lot of states that have two trigger laws. One is to shore up the pro-life, and one is to hammer down on to make sure that they have a right to an abortion, like California. And California's going way over the top. They want to do much more than that. We'll talk about that more in the coming days, right? The a poll shows that nearly two-thirds oppose trans athletes in women's sports. So here's the deal. They're telling us that the majority of voters, the majority of people, say that abortion is okay. So therefore, we should listen to the majority of people and allow abortion. All right, let's say I agree with that. Totally agree with that. So now you have two-thirds who oppose trans athletes in women's sports. Why don't we do that? Why don't we say, this is the people's wish and will. You need to do, you keep telling us we're supposed to do this. You know, a poll released by NPR on Wednesday showed that 63% of Americans, almost two-thirds, oppose the participation of transgender athletes in women's sports. Only 24% support it. Now, 43% of the people said that they strongly oppose transgender athletes participating. So when you look at it, they know, they understand, it's common sense. And I guess you don't call it, I don't know, don't call it women's sports anymore. Don't call it male sports anymore. Just, I guess we call it sports. I'm not trying to be funny or anything. Truly, what are you going to call it? What are you going to do with it? And last but not least, I think people have talked this to death today. But the ruling against the EPA is really not a ruling against the EPA, if you would. It's a ruling against their power. Right? They get way... The EPA has had way too much power to make choices on their own. They've given up, you know, the legislative branch has decided they don't want to get down the weeds like that. They hand it off to the EPA, and to other agencies where they don't want to deal with it. And finally, the Supreme Court comes out with, you're outside of your jurisdiction. You're supposed to be enforcing the laws that Congress puts in place, not build on those laws. And that's what they were doing. The unelected people that were building on laws that the legislators gave them, but they were truly, truly a far reach. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Listen, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you want to get involved and engaged, head up to the website from time to time, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot happened there. Look, God bless. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. Right? Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. JoeMessina.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you'll join us.